Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's on the way in just a minute.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Bob and Tom.
Oh, yeah.
You were talking about toenails last week.
No.
A friend of mine is a dental hygienist. Mm-hmm.
She cleans teeth for a living.
She had a patient who came in the office in great pain. After examination, the dentist found the sore tooth swollen and infected. The procedure required a small incision to relieve the pressure.
There was a toenail in there.
The dentist immediately requested a pair of surgical tweezers and removed a large piece of toenail.
How do they know it wasn't a fingernail?
Because it says this patient said he often chewed his toenails.
Oh,
can I tell you something?
Hey.
My mother used to chew her toenails.
No way.
In front of me.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy. Clothed or not?
Clothed.
Oh, thank God. That is a visual.
Bob has lost it over there.
Real old best of right here. Right here.
This is a sick
wow.
Thing.
Wow.
That would be, you know...
Totally naked.
How did you even think of that? You
would see anything you like, boy? I remember that.
Free psychiatry for life. I think you would. I think you'd get a psychiatrist. Your mother bit her toenails naked in front of you as a child. Here. You have free psychiatry for life. Free Prozac, whatever you want.
There's a government program for that.
We are going to fix you.
How about it, boy? See anything you like?
I mean, Lord, help us, Lord.
You can imagine the twisting that would be involved.
There's a lot of people who can't even do that.
Okay. She was very limber.
Show's over.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
It's our entire week seems like it points toward this one event. That's right.
Sexy Time.
Sexy Time.
With Allie Breen.
Yay,
Joe. There she is.
Allie. With your Christmas tree.
Very festive.
Oh. Yeah, I have it on.
It's nice. Oh, it's like a fig. It's a faux fig or what?
Faux ficus?
It is a faux fig. Yeah. I think it's fig. I think Chick nailed it.
Yeah, huh. Something like that.
It begins with an F, so either one of you might be right. I'm not really sure.
Fig or ficus?
Fern.
Fig or ficus.
A faux fig. You guys are more brave than I am.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, let's get right to it.
Trees.
Allie Breen is a stand-up comedian, and she is also the host of Sexy Time with Allie Breen, which is a good thing since that's what the show's called. And Allie receives letters from you out there about your love troubles. We like to help. You can reach her at Allibreen on the various social media platforms that you prefer. And Allie, what's our first letter?
Dear Allie, my in-laws always give us a gift that includes them, like a vacation where they go on it too, or other events that involve all of us. It ends up costing a ton of extra money, and it makes our vacation time need to be spent with them. How can I tell them to stop?
Boy, how selfish of them to buy you a wonderful vacation or take you to these terrific events.
Well,
what terrible people.
Wait a second.
No, they're saying it costs them money.
I'm confused. Yeah. Why does it cost them money?
It doesn't. What that person means is it just costs a lot more money than if they just gave it to them. They're still not paying.
Oh, I see.
Well, or it could mean, because if you get someone like the plane tickets in the room, they still have to pay for food and taxis and all that kind of stuff.
Well, they'd have to anyway.
Unless it's fully covered.
Well, maybe when you get to, how about this?
Maybe she doesn't like vacationing with her in-laws.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, when you get to the destination, just ditch them.
not a great person.
No, she's a spoiled brat.
This is my, everything will be fine. If you get along with your in-laws, it'll be fine. There's nothing they can do to please you, lady.
Every trip, yeah, though. That would be annoying.
Yeah, but you're going where they want to go.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not well, yeah. I'm sure they're going to some fairly nice places, I would assume.
Yeah. Okay. But all your dinners are with them and all your, I don't know, I can see how this would be annoying, I think.
No, she's just,
you could just bratty.
Yeah, just suck it up and then just try to peel off some days where you're not with them, hopefully. And you can, you know. Yeah,
we've tried that. And it just doesn't matter.
Well, then tell your husband to be a man and stand
pretend
up
you're
for you.
Sick and get room service.
Yeah. Gosh, that's hard. I don't know. I'm grateful for a vacation, but you don't want to be stuck with them like all the time.
It'd be really loud sexual activity right next door to them.
That works.
Hey, Dad, you hear us?
That's right. That'll be the last vacation.
Yeah.
Or you hear your parents. That's even worse.
Oh.
Is there vacation too? Yeah. Would you rather hear your parents or your in-laws?
In-laws.
In-laws, for in-laws. Sure.
Did you ever catch your mom and dad doing it?
My own mom and dad. I love hearing my own mom and dad.
Let's. I think we've so absolutely hot. Failed. So far, we've failed. Let's move on. Next letter, please.
What?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend's mom and I went to lunch together because it's been getting pretty serious, and she told me he wants to propose.
Scissor time.
I was thrilled, but then she asked me a ton of questions about our sex life, telling me how important sex was to him. I'm totally creeped out. Oh. I don't know what to do. Should I tell him? That is super creepy.
That is weird.
Maybe I misunderstood the relationship. But
it's her boyfriend's mom.
I did understand.
And
this is weird.
Then she starts talking about how sex is so important to her son.
How would she know that?
And asking questions about it.
Oof,
that's a little that's odd.
Yeah.
What does this lady need to know, though? What is she asking our advice for?
I think to make sure that she's going to be able to satisfy her son if they can.
No, but I mean the question from the letter writer is, do I tell my boyfriend that this incident occurred? Your mom was talking all about your sex life.
I don't see why not. Why not talk to him about it?
Yeah.
Go, hey,
or maybe here she should do this. I'm sure they were eating at a really fancy restaurant, and when that guy comes up and he goes, "Would you like some fresh ground pepper?" You should say, "Oh, that pepper shaker reminds me of your son's unit."
I don't twist it like that, but it is.
I can think of a few things to do with that pepper.
This is unbelievably creepy.
Yeah,
I think you have to tell him and then.
Yeah, just go. Hey, what's the deal with your mom? She was asking a lot of questions about us and our love life.
And how does she know all these facts? And how does she know? How does she know about those two freckles?
And the pepper shaker looked like. Can you?
Do you think your son? Is it possible that her son put her up to it?
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Hey, listen, I need you to get some information from Roger.
And before
can you imagine that? I mean, that's an open relationship with your mom.
No joke.
Yeah, a little too.
Maybe she just says, like, look, this was really important in my relationship, and so make sure you keep it fresh. Something like that. It's what she should have done instead of saying, my boy just loves, you know, hand stuff. So make sure you work that in.
The more intimate the details become, the more unpleasant.
All right.
Yeah, I think wait a minute. She needs to mention something to him.
She does need to say something.
Tell your mom to back off.
Hey.
He likes a lot of talk. You need to keep talking.
Wow, that's really creepy.
All right.
Okay, let's get to our next letter. Allie Breen is reachable once again at Allibreen with your love troubles. What have we got?
Dear Allie, my best friend's husband is very touchy-feely with me. I'm scared to say anything because he's never actually made a move, but I just feel like he keeps trying to put it out there in case I want to act on it.
That's right.
But if I call him out, I'm sure he'll say, I'm reading into things and I'm acting crazy. What should I do?
I'm just a loving guy, man. Come on.
There are just some flirty people out there. He probably means nothing by it.
Is there anything wrong with... a woman, what happened to the days where a woman would turn around and smack the guy?
Yeah.
I mean, you have every right to. Hands off, dude.
Well, yeah, you could do that. Maybe you like it deep down.
But then she's right. If she smacked him, he would be like, "You're acting crazy. I hug everybody."
That's fine.
You know? So let him.
At least he won't do it with you anymore.
Like, hey, I'm ticklish. Stop touching me there. Like, please. Hmm. You know? Ugh.
Or just yell loudly, stop touching me there. That's enough to make him stop.
You're right. Yeah. That would be, yeah.
Stop touching me there.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to hit him, of course, but you can, hey, dude, why are you touching me all the time? People will take notice.
Yeah.
And then they'll watch him moving forward.
You're suggesting that she say it out loud in a public place?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like at a party or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go, hey, quit clutching on me.
Clutching? That's a good word.
I think
it
would have to be done in kind of a humorous way, or it would be.
Well, then dudes, we're morons. He won't get the hint unless it's serious.
Yeah, he needs to get the message.
He'll think it's flirting back. You're right. Yeah. He will. If you
hey, Roger, if I want to go to third base with you, we'll go to a Yankee game, okay? Sorry.
That's not bad.
Turn around, smack him, and yell, Masher.
Ooh.
Oh, Masher.
Like Ruth Buzzy.
Masher.
You gotta hit him with your purse.
Is that word ever used at all?
Masher.
No, I can't imagine if it's
except
still
in the context of potatoes.
Masher. Don't they use smash now for sex, right? We were smashing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd smash that. Yeah, I smash that.
I'd smash that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds delicate and lovely.
Yeah. It used to be for just those fatties, but now everybody says it.
Okay.
No, not all sex isn't for reproduction, so yeah, it can get ugly.
Yep.
Okay. All right, well, let's get to our next letter,
Isabel.
All right, dear Allie. My brother and his wife do not like my girlfriend, and they told my parents if I bring her home for Christmas that they're not going to go.
Oh,
they have two babies, and my mom would be devastated if they didn't come. But it's really unfair to blackmail me like that. I want to bring her just to show them.
Yep.
They think she's trashy, but who are they to judge? What should I do?
To me, the answer is always the people who gave you the ultimatum, they are out. You remove them from the situation. Nobody who truly cares about you would give you such an ultimatum.
Yeah, that's pretty selfish.
But what
they would deprive the mom and the parents of the grandkids, too. So that's like, what the heck? Get over it.
Hey, Zelda, could you put down your Salems before you pick up the baby? Thanks.
I held you and I smoked two packs a day.
Yeah, I see. I burned the kid one time.
That shut him up, though. He learned to obey.
Right.
Hey, I'm not ashing in his soft spot anymore.
It was convenient.
This took a terrible turn. I blame myself. Josh is right. The people who made the ultimatum, they're the ones ruining everything.
Yeah. How do you explain to Grandma and Grandpa, though?
Hey, these people gave me an ultimatum. You just had to be, I think you'd be totally honest.
That's true.
And I bet they still go. Call their bluff. They're going to go.
Yeah,
they want their gifts.
I need to know how weird this girlfriend is.
Tell her to strap on the stilettos and come along.
I mean, what's
making an event?
Yeah,
yeah.
Put on her best dog collar and get over there.
Take the ball gang out when you eat, but otherwise,
yeah.
Oh,
that's sad. Sorry to hear that's happening.
Once again, our guest is Allie Breen, and I spell it because I want you to get letters to her. Allibreen here in the Bob and Tom program. What else have we got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend has a foot fetish, which I don't mind at all, and I totally love to play into. Mm. But he's gotten into footies, which is basically handies, but with your feet.
Yeah.
So to do it, I have to basically face him, bend my legs Indian style, twist my back. It's just not sexy at all.
Yeah, sure.
Tips on a better way to position this.
Right.
I got this one easy.
Oh, boy.
Track shoes. Yeah.
Wow.
Get a pair of vintage Tokios.
Golf cleats.
They're a nice blue from Adidas. Golf cleats would work.
No. Have him lay on the floor, and you can either sit on a chair or sit on the bed, and then you're just sitting properly with your feet dangling down.
I mean, there are many positions for an FJ, but
there's a lingo FJ.
Oh, sure.
Is there a car, the FJ Cruiser?
It's got a very long back seat.
Yeah.
He may just want that one position, though. It might feel the best for
him. Really?
You should try dating a normal human.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's very judgy.
Rough.
You know what? He brings up a good point. Why aren't more people normal? Okay.
This guy's going to get a mean case of athlete's dick.
I'm going to be...
Hey, you got any Desinex for my crotch?
Gosh.
I know that Tenactin is tough acting, but I don't know if it's good and...
As a wise man named Chick McGee once said, for a lot of people, they have something called a specificity that is required for whatever it is. It's I don't know, get used to it or move on.
I'm not what you would call a foot fetishist, but I've had my fair share of these, and yeah.
What?
Not bad. I'll be honest.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Huh. Would you like do you like them nice and calloused for that?
No. I like, you know,
you've stated many times.
For me, I prefer
a friction, you're a friction guy.
Josh, I prefer a freshly pettied person.
Please,
you should never.
Why?
People love Josh because he's stupid enough to say all this stuff out loud.
Tom is never going to forget.
Like I said, it's not like I don't even know if it's in my top eight or whatever of things to do.
You've got eight.
Eight.
Tom likes straight, heterosexual, missionary sex. In the dark.
That's it.
Pat, have you ever had one of these?
No.
It's not bad, man. Yeah. It's not a good, it's not a good soft surface area.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would think one slip and she could crush a testicle.
Their mistakes can't be made.
Well, you know how you trial and error. Try again.
Right.
Keep trying. Yeah.
Allie, in the interest of saving our careers, do we have another letter?
No.
One more.
We do. All right. Dear Allie, am I crazy for thinking that my wife saying, if you want me, you can have me, has a very different meaning than I actually want you?
Read the beginning again.
If you want me, you can have me.
His wife says to him, if you want me, you can have me. But I think he wants her to say, like, I want you.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that very different?
What?
You never, I get this. Sometimes a person you're in a relationship with will say things. They think they're being playful or sexy or whatever. But it's a different, it's almost like reading a text. Sometimes the tone isn't there. You read into it.
Oh, I see.
They're saying something else.
So she's
try it out on me, Josh.
If you want me, you can have me.
I think the funeral's about to start.
Well, I'm just saying. So, if you get bored in there.
Or he's thinking she's saying, well, if you want me, you can have me.
Right, when really she's saying, hey, I'm all yours. Right. There's a chance. You just got to ask her to.
I think it's playful.
She's a damsel. She wants you to come and take her and whisk her away, basically.
Now, if she's, you got to listen to her inflections. Yeah. Well, if you want me, you can have me. Right. That's probably not as good.
No, not near as good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But it sounds like he wants to be whisked away. He wants her to actually be like, I want you right now.
Right,
you know,
right.
Let me have you.
Well, what if she doesn't?
So do you tell the person or you just try to let it naturally?
All I know is it's going to be better than the guy with the FJ.
All right.
I told you.
You're missing out. It's a whole universe of pleasure out there.
What the fuck? That's all sick, isn't it?
Josh's universe.
Sick.
Just saying.
Okay.
You don't try all kinds of things?
High arches or flat feet? Does it matter?
Yeah, what part of the foot?
I'm pretty sure this is like, if not the number one, close to the number one fetish in the world.
It must be. And again, I wouldn't consider myself a fetishist because I don't need it. But when I've had it, it's pretty fun.
You ever had a stump job?
All right.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? Can you pay me more?
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.